patreon.com/swellreads.
The phrase "built like a brick shithouse" gets thrown around a lot, but Carmen was probably the end-all be-all to it. She just completely outstripped any man you could imagine with her sculpted, powerfully built figure. But at the same time, somehow she was also blessed with thick thighs, firm basketball-like breasts, and enormous mane of flowing auburn hair, held up in a high ponytail.
100!
She always attracted attention from the other gym-goers. Whether she was crushing various objects offered to her, or curling with dumbbells meant for deadlifting, it was practically a different show every day. I always thought she was a bit of a showboat.
Hey, where's that little twerp, Hannah? Normally she'd rush over right about now. Go, "I could do that too," and nearly break something trying.
She blew up.
Like on social media or something?
No, I mean, she literally blew up. As in, she floated away. Nobody's really seen her since.
You're fucking with me, right? Little thing like her, turning herself into some kind of weather balloon?
I don't know either, but I saw it with my own eyes. Kinda surprised you didn't.
I've been out of town all week, smart guy.
How far?
30-minute drive.
Yeah, you still should have been able to see her.
Please. As if someone like her could even dream of getting that big.
Carmen smirked for a moment, then frowned, then sneered.
Come on, we're getting a pump.
She wedged a rubber hose into her navel.
Something like this?
I guess so.
Good. Start pumping.
He did as he was told, and Carmen waited. Not patiently, both hands sassily placed on her hips, but she clearly felt something entering her body. For how much he was pumping, her body hardly seemed to budge.
Are you sure that pump works?
Yeah. Should. Just last week, I...
The nozzle launched itself free from Carmen's navel, which didn't even stick out past her breast yet.
My ass, it works.
She spent the next few minutes plastering the hose end in black tape.
Hannah didn't spend all week doing this, right? No way she's got the attention span for it, let alone the stamina.
Well, no. Nobody's quite sure how she got so big. She just kinda did. But she was also a bit... what's the word? Less firm? Softer, maybe.
Softer is exactly how I describe her, all right. Along with some other people.
He stopped pumping and backed off.
Give your arms a rest. I'll handle this.
Lest he get accidentally hit by Carmen's baseball mitt of a hand as she swiped the pump away. She still wasn't growing much, but it was faster, I think. At least, her belly started to rub up against her legs and arms more.
See? This is just the beginning.
A few bystanders jumped as a hole blew open on the side of the pump. Carmen unwittingly lifted and lowered the handle again, only to be met with no resistance whatsoever.
Huh? How does a... Whatever. Someone just get this tape off of me.
The strips were yanked off with force comparable to a punch. She barely even flinched.
I think you were trying to force more air into something than the pump could handle.
Carmen snapped her sights to the side, chin brushing against the top of her breast.
Oh? To what? What does Hannah have that I don't, if I may so kindly ask?
Of course, no response to her ever polite inquiry.
That's what I thought, asshole. If some piece of shit kitty pump can't do the job, I'll find something that can.
Something, as it turned out, was an industrial compressor seated in the back of a pickup truck. Whose truck? Like I know. The handful of people observing her before had become a whole bleacher, watching her stand in the middle of the gym's outdoor basketball court. Including me, admittedly. For how much guffawing she liked to make about herself, I was curious. Her entire figure crept outward, the last trace of her muscular physique disappearing. Her biceps sank into her rounded cone-shaped arms, swelling up to her wrist. The distinction between her thighs, hips, and ass gave way to a single lower hemisphere, and belly crept outward, abs disappearing as they were pulled taut.
See? I can beat that brat any day of the week. Now turn it up. I want to blot out the sun by noon, when it'll be the highest in the sky.
A few crowd members skittered to the truck, vaguely gesturing that all the knobs were already cranked up to maximum.
Pathetic. You call that thing industrial grade? It can barely blow.
The rest of her constructive criticism was cut short as her head began to sink in. The last contours of her body were pushed down into one massive orb. Save for two half-globes reaching up past the basketball rims. Onlookers waited, but her growth slowed yet again. The compressor was happily chugging along, so it couldn't have been that. I decided to get closer. Bending down, I could just barely see one of her sneakers. It was sunken in about a foot or two into the rest of her, but it was still there, shaking about. Checks out. But then I stood back up and stuck a hand through the fence. Her body swollen enough for me to reach, and wrap my knuckles against her surface, expecting some sort of hollow, resonant wong. Instead, I was met with absolute resistance, as though I were tapping a thick tractor tire, completely solid, maybe even more so than the real deal. I reeled back, glancing over at the compressor. Still running. Pressure gauge still rising. Carmen, not growing. At all. Without a second's hesitation, I bolted away as far as my skinny little legs would carry me, passing by a few others who had finally realized what was going on. And judging by the tone of Carmen's grunting, I assumed she was still in the dark. The pump was indeed industrial grade, as was the seal connecting the hose to her navel. Carmen, for all her strength and gravitas, was not, which made it astounding that she did not pop. She detonated. It immediately flattened the fence and tipped the bleachers upward, nearly toppling them outright. Trees bent and virtually every pane of glass within a block shattered. Even if she could not be seen from a half-hour drive away like her adversary, Carmen was certainly heard.